Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Shenyun Performing Arts Global Company performed to a full house at the Wycombe Swan Theatre in High Wycombe, UK on February 21st. Mayor Mahid Hussain issued a certificate of appreciation to the company for its outstanding performance and cultural contribution to the local community. Shenyun presented 9 sold-out performances within 7 days in High Wycombe. An additional show was added to the original schedule and tickets sold out well in advance. Mayor Hussain presented the certificate on stage and said, "This is a truly beautiful performance that deeply moves me. As the mayor of High Wycombe, I want to express my support and gratitude." In central London, the Chinese community held a variety of activities on February 22nd to celebrate Chinese New Year. Falun Dafa practitioners set up an information table and put up banners to introduce the practice to the public and raise awareness of the ongoing persecution in China. Practitioners also demonstrated the exercises in front of the National Gallery.
Japan. The 25th Central Public Hall celebration took place in the city of Hiroshima on February 28th. Local Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the festivities. They performed the waist drum dance, introduced the practice, and demonstrated the 5 exercises on stage. The Central Public Hall is located in a Chinese community, and many Chinese people attended the event. Years ago, some local Chinese people, influenced by CCP's propaganda, had misunderstandings about Falun Dafa. Now, many of them say they admire practitioners and they take photos and videos of their performances. Audience members stepped into the aisles of the event space to follow along with practitioners' movements and learn the exercises. After they demonstrated the exercises on stage, practitioners provided audience members with detailed personal exercise instruction. Some said they felt a strong energy field. Practitioners also exposed the persecution of practitioners in China and the CCP's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. A program participant named Mr. Kitamori said, "This is a human rights abuse and absolutely cannot be tolerated."
Finland. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the Yoga Festival Helsinki 2026 from February 28th to March 1st. The event included yoga and meditation classes, Pilates, workshops, lectures, and other exhibitors. This festival's theme this year was connection. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa and demonstrated the exercises at their booth, as well as distributing flyers and collecting signatures on a petition to help stop the practitioners' persecution by the CCP. Many people were interested in Falun Dafa. Some learned the exercises during the festival and purchased the Falun Dafa books, Falun Gong, and the main text of the practice, Duan Falun. The hosting organization arranged a 1-hour session for the Finnish Falun Dafa Association to help over 10 people learn the exercises. Some visitors gave their phone numbers to practitioners and asked to be notified about future events.
Germany. The Firth Health Expo in Franken on February 21st and 22nd. Falun Dafa practitioners joined in the exhibition, which featured 80 booths offering health and healing consultations. They demonstrated the exercises on stage and spoke to visitors about Falun Dafa. Many expo attendees expressed interest in the practice and stopped at the booth to watch the demonstration. Some visitors bought copies of Falun Dafa's main book, Duan Falun. Many visitors were interested in the online Falun Dafa class on Tuesday evening. Some asked for the address of the local group practice and said they would learn the exercises.
USA. The St. Patrick's Day Parade took place in Port Jervis, New York on March 1st, and Falun Dafa practitioners took part. Undaunted by the cold, local residents seemed to really enjoy the event. They applauded Falun Dafa practitioners' taiko drumming, celestial maidens' dance, waist drum performance, and Falun Dafa exercise demonstration. Port Jervis is located at the tri-state border of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. It is known as the gateway to the Upper Delaware. Elected officials, community leaders, and local residents thanked Falun Dafa practitioners for their contribution to the community. William Worden, who has been the Port Jervis police chief for 30 years, said he noticed there were more spectators and more diverse groups participating in the parade this year. The Falandafa team's drum performance especially impressed him. He noted that practitioners have become part of the Port Jervis community. The Tourism Board chairwoman and parade coordinator, Laura Meyer, commented, "The performance is great, and I like the teamwork."
Australia. Falandafa practitioners in the state of Queensland introduced the practice to the public during the Chinese New Year celebration on February 20th and 21st. The event took place at Freedom Place in Annala, a suburb of the city of Brisbane. Local Vietnamese residents, most of whom dressed in traditional costumes, gave cultural performances. They loved the Falandafa practitioners' dragon dance, Li ethnic dance, and chopstick dance, and said these performances added joy and festivity to the event. Physician Kim Nguyen, one of the organizers, thanked the practitioners for their beautiful performances. Ms. Nguyen and senior social worker Ngoc An Le also unveiled a book titled 1975-2025, The Vietnamese Community in Australia, Queensland Chapter, 50 Years of Integration and Advocating for a Free and Democratic Vietnam. The book commemorates the 50th anniversary of the arrival of Vietnamese refugees seeking asylum in Queensland, Australia on April 30, 1975, after they fled communism. The book also includes numerous photos and information about Falandafa. Ms. Nguyen and Le said including this information expresses the Vietnamese community's support for Falandafa. The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A 75-year-old Shanghai woman died after suffering years of persecution for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Sun Zhaoying was detained for at least 12 years, including 2 forced labor terms and 3 prison terms, after the CCP launched a nationwide campaign against Falun Gong in July 1999. During her time in detention, she was frequently tortured in a bid to make her renounce her faith. As a result, Ms. Sun went deaf and suffered major gastrointestinal bleeding. She was last released on June 8, 2022, and faced constant harassment in her final years. The local 610 office installed a surveillance camera at her door, and they often broke into her home to check if she was printing Falun Gong materials. In March 2024, Ms. Sun delivered a DVD containing Falun Gong information to the local police station. Her home was subsequently raided, and her Falun Gong books were confiscated. She was not arrested due to her poor health and advanced age. She died on December 6, 2025.
Persecution in China. Mr. Zhou Xiuyin, a 65-year-old woman in Fuzhou City, was admitted to prison before the Chinese New Year to serve a 5th term because she practices Falun Gong. Ms. Zhou was arrested in May of last year. She was sentenced to 41 months in prison. This is the 5th time that Ms. Zhou, a former kindergarten teacher, has been sentenced for practicing Falun Gong. She previously served 4 terms for a total of 17 and a half years. Her husband divorced her while she was serving her first prison sentence. Her brother, who was legally blind, was also jailed and tortured for practicing Falun Gong. Ms. Zhou's recent arrest came after she put a letter that was thought to contain information about Falun Gong in a mailbox. Several police officers raided her residence and took away anything related to Falun Gong. Once outside of her home, an officer beat Ms. Zhou in front of a crowd of onlookers.
Ms. Sha Yi Lin, a 73-year-old woman in Shanxi Province, was given a 4th prison term for practicing Falun Gong. Her family confirmed recently that a court sentenced her to 3.5 years at an unknown time. Details about her trial and sentencing are unknown. This is not the first time that Ms. Sha has been targeted for her faith. She previously served 3 prison terms totaling 11.5 years. Her latest arrest came after police revealed that they saw the solemn declaration that Ms. Sha published on Minghui website to nullify the statements renouncing Falun Gong she made under pressure during her previous detention. They demanded to know who helped her submit her declaration, but she refused to answer and was later transferred to a detention center. Ms. Xia was allowed to call her daughter, who lives outside of China. She told her daughter that she was found to have elevated blood pressure during the required physical examination, yet the police still had her admitted to the detention center.
Ms. Wang Guilin's family has not received any official updates about her after the 76-year-old woman was tried by a court in Shanghai in 2020 because she practices Falun Gong. They do not know where she is being held and are calling on anyone with information about her to come forward. Ms. Wang was staying at her daughter's home in Shanghai and was reported by the community janitor for putting up Falun Gong information on utility poles and walls. The police soon tracked her down through surveillance camera footage and later broke into her daughter's home and arrested her. Her Falun Gong books and informational materials were confiscated. Ms. Wang was placed under criminal detention the following day and stood trial on March 6, 2020. Given the ongoing forced organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners in China, her family is deeply concerned for her safety. Prior to her latest arrest, Ms. Wang has been repeatedly targeted and was jailed 3 times for a total of 9 years.
Falun Gong practitioners attacked by pro-CCP agents in London and New York. Law enforcement officers have opened criminal investigations into 2 violent attacks of Falun Gong practitioners that occurred 4 days apart in the United Kingdom and the United States. On February 23rd in London, England, a Falun Gong practitioner named Miss Chun Ping Zhang was telling a group of Chinese tourists about the practice when a tour bus driver snatched her banner, smashed her cell phone, and assaulted her. The incident took place near the British Museum. Practitioners maintain a presence near the museum, which is a popular landmark, and have a permit to hold the activity. When local practitioner Miss Zhang displayed a poster exposing the persecution next to a bus carrying Chinese tourists, some of them stopped to read it or took photos. A Chinese tour guide became agitated and berated Miss Zhang and insisted that she stop talking to them. Miss Zhang said she would just display the poster, but the tour guide continued to harass her. The tour bus driver, of Caucasian descent, suddenly got off the bus and snatched the poster. When Miss Zhang said she would call the police and tried to stop him from leaving, he shoved her to the ground, injuring her head. A woman who witnessed the entire incident intervened and helped Miss Zhang stand up. The driver then grabbed Miss Zhang by the neck and punched her in the right eye, again knocking her down. He straddled her and continued hitting her. When he got back to the bus to leave, Miss Zhang blocked the door. The driver kicked her hand, closed the door, and drove away. A couple at the scene recorded the entire incident, including the vehicle's license plate number, and submitted the recording to the police. The London police are taking the incident very seriously and have opened a criminal investigation. The tour bus company is from Ireland and has Chinese connections. The CCP uses various means to infiltrate and intimidate Falun Gong practitioners overseas, which include bribing overseas media and infiltrating tour bus companies. In recent years, the British government has repeatedly emphasized that it will not tolerate any foreign forces engaging in intimidation, harassment, or violence within the UK. In the US, practitioners in New York City set up 5 booths on Main Street in Flushing, one of the city's largest Chinese communities, to tell people about Falun Gong and to refute the CCP's slanderous propaganda. On February 27th, Falun Gong practitioner Miss Lydia Dong was violently attacked at one of the booths. According to surveillance footage, an Asian man crossed Main Street and attacked Miss Dong from behind. The assailant punched her in the back of the head, causing her to fall to the ground. Her hat and glasses were knocked off. After the attack, the assailant ran towards the subway station. The New York Police Department filed the case as a hate crime. American elected officials have reportedly spoken out and condemned the CCP's transnational repression. Among many of those voices was U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley, who stated, "The United States must oppose all acts of transnational repression, no matter the perpetrator."
Religious Freedom Report states China perpetuated severe violations in 2025. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom published its annual report on March 4th. It stated that in 2025, China perpetuated violations of religious freedom, that the CCP continues to persecute Falun Gong, and that several elderly Falun Gong practitioners reportedly died while imprisoned. The commission recommended that the U.S. government redesignate China as a country of particular concern, or CPC, for engaging in systematic, ongoing, and egregious violations of religious freedom as defined by the International Religious Freedom Act. The commission's chair, Vicky Hartzler, said that the reports show far too many people in key nations are denied religious freedom through unjust laws, discrimination, harassment, violence, and even crimes against humanity. The U.S. government must continue to advance religious freedom abroad to make a difference for those facing religious persecution. Vice Chair Asif Mahmood said the world's worst violators persisted in their disdain of freedom of religion or belief. The CCP deepened its crackdown on all religious activities that dared to operate outside its tight-fisted control. Commissioner Mohammed El-Sanalsi gave several examples of people who were persecuted for their religious belief. He said it would be simply impossible for the victim list to provide an exhaustive recounting of all such victims. He continued, "According to the report, the government imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners and followers of other unrecognized religious groups that authorities deemed illegal. In August, authorities reportedly forced an 87-year-old Falun Gong practitioner named Zhao Yonggu to begin serving a 3.5-year prison sentence. Mr. Zhao was also fined 30,000 yuan. He and his wife, Ms. Liu Shumei, were both repeatedly targeted over the past 25 years for practicing Falun Gong. Both of them were sentenced to 7 years in prison in 2011. Ms. Liu developed a serious medical condition and passed away in 2019 at the age of 77. According to reports last year on Minghui, at least 152 Falun Gong practitioners died as a result of the ongoing persecution. 751 practitioners were illegally sentenced to prison. Police confiscated their money and their court fines totaled 4,744,900 yen. Of the 498 victims whose ages are known, 74% were over 60 years old. The commission also reported that the CCP continued to harass, monitor, threaten family members, and pursue the deportation of religious minorities and dissidents living outside China as part of its transnational repression efforts. In February, the Swiss government alleged that China monitored Uyghurs and Tibetans in Switzerland and pressured them to spy on their own diaspora communities. In the U.S., a Chinese man named Sun Yao Ning pleaded guilty to acting as an agent for the CCP during his trial at the federal court in Los Angeles, California, on October 27th. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison on February 9th of this year. Sun was also charged with conspiring with Chen Jun, another CCP agent, to persecute Falun Gong. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom recommended that the U.S. administration implement the State Department policy regarding visa restrictions on individuals who have directed, authorized, significantly supported, participated in, or carried out violations of religious freedom, and where appropriate, their immediate family members, with a particular emphasis on countries the Commission recommends for country of particular concern or special watch list designation. The Commission also recommended that the U.S. government, in coordination with international partners, sanction Chinese government agencies, entities, and officials, including the CCP's United Front Work Department and the public security and state security apparatus, that are responsible for severe violations of religious freedom.
Audience members of Chinese descent cherish Shenyun performing arts. As Shenyun tours Australia, Asia, Europe, and North America, theater goers have been able to enjoy the beauty and universal values presented in the performances. This is especially true for audience members of Chinese descent who voiced appreciation for the cultural, spiritual, and artistic value of the performances. Some have even traveled outside of China to catch a performance. In the U.S., college professor Zhang Cho-Chen saw Shenyun in Northridge, California on January 16th. She shared, "I feel that my entire soul has been inspired, my entire person has been inspired and is elevating. Miss Zhang continued, "These dance moves can only be found in the heavens, so it feels like celestial maidens had descended. I feel that it's truly beautiful each time I see it. I feel closer to the divine." The mayor of Monterey Park, Elizabeth Yang, saw Shen Yun in Long Beach, California on February 7th. She said, "That was a pretty amazing technology. When the Monkey King actually bounced out of the screen, we were gasping in shock. Like, how did that happen? So it was a little bit of magic." The director of the Culture Center of Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Los Angeles, Chong Pei Chen, saw Shen Yun in Los Angeles, California on January 23rd. She said, "While enjoying this performance, I actually felt that both my body and mind were very relaxed and at ease. Once I came in, I felt as if I was completely renewed. This feeling was immediate." Ms. Chung added, "Shen Yun is great. Please keep going. Everyone supports you." U.S. congressional candidate Wendy Huang saw Shen Yun in San Francisco on December 31st and referred to it as heavenly. Ms. Huang identified Shen Yun's mission as very important. She said, "We need to bring our tradition back. We need to press on and tell the truth and not back down. And you know what? When light shines, darkness disappears." Author Ma Jin saw Shen Yun in London on January 13th. He said, "During the performance, I felt they found the soul of traditional Chinese culture." Mr. Ma continued, "Shen Yun's entire performance was able to capture a faith, the faith that Chinese people need to find. You can feel it here, that with a faith, whether it is the colors, traditions, or aesthetics, everything would have a better development." A young man named Mr. Zhang was one of several visitors who had traveled from mainland China to South Korea, specifically to see Shen Yun in the city of Daegu on February 18th. He said, "After the performance, while I was watching, I kept trying to think of adjectives to describe it, but nothing seemed adequate. He called it pure goodness and beauty, consummate goodness and beauty." For him, making the trip was not easy. He explained, "It's Chinese New Year, and traditionally I should be at home. But I had one thought that compelled me to come. I encountered many difficulties along the way, yet I held on to this one thought, I must come." Although he noted that the artists are young, he said, "They are true artists. There were so many details and expressions on the dancers' faces that I could hardly take it all in. I don't know why, but I kept getting goosebumps." He said, "I am very moved by Shen Yun's efforts to revive traditional Chinese culture," and added that he perceived a divinely inspired culture in the performance. Addressing the performers, he said, "You are great. Thank you for letting me see such a beautiful performance."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.